Gary Gamble is the new District 2 County Commissioner-elect. He will take his seat in January. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Well, you overwhelmed yet?
We probably can relate to this in Grand Marais. It's sort of like a sailor putting out to sea. You have a general idea where you're headed, but you're subject to the winds.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things, real simple stuff, but what are you doing to prepare for your term?
Well, that is a change of sort of in the rhythm of life, because getting a lot of calls, as you would imagine, from people that would like to sit down and meet with you and talk about where they're at, what they do, and elicit your support. The Association of Minnesota Counties has its annual meeting 1st, 2nd, 3rd of December, and they've been doing, I guess, this for 100 years, and they have about 600 elected officials that show up and have multiple courses. I think there's 30 different workshops, and among those workshops are workshops that are intended to help new commissioners understand roles and responsibilities, and you can sort of look in areas that you might have specific interest and then focus on that. Two areas, one that has to do with demographics and economic impacts that will affect counties in the future is one that certainly looks interesting, and the other is ethics and government. Mm-hmm.
I know I spoke with Commissioner Sue Hakes when she was elected and went down there, and she said it was a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
Learn a lot of stuff and meet a lot of people, and it's a good way to get
broken. Yeah, I think the camaraderie is hugely important. In fact, that's another thing that I've done is I looked at, there's 87 counties in the state of Minnesota. Cook County is 83rd. That means there's four smaller populations within the state of Minnesota. So I wanted to try to find a commissioner that served in a county other than ours that had similar demographics, both in land mass and in number of people. And I did find a gentleman as a mentor. He served 3 years as a school board member, and then he served an additional 18 years as a commissioner, and he just retired.
Really?
So he said he'd certainly be more than welcome to come alongside as a mentor. So,
what county is he in?
There's one gentleman in. He happens to be in Kukaching.
Oh yeah.
And the other is, which is three times our population, but
really?
Large landmass. And then the other gentleman is in Lake of the Woods.
Well, they're northern anyway.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's difficult when I did, you know, this sort of comparison to try to find out how you can make it as much apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. And there are things that are going to be similar just generically, but there are also things that are unique to who we are because of, you know, the challenges that we face. And I think that's why it's important to have a commissioner who can identify.
Well, it's interesting that you talked to somebody from Kuchiching, because now Kuchiching County is part of this state district. District 3, which it wasn't before. So,
yeah.
Well, what's the biggest challenge for the county as far as you can see in the next couple of years?
Well, I think most people feel that, you know, it's finances. And certainly with what's happening on the federal level and the budgetary concerns in sequestering discretionary money, that has an impact on us significantly in the area of human services. I think in the state of Minnesota, it affects us $32.7 million less that we would have to spend. And when you look at how that plays out in a lot of what we provide in human services, that's a significant impact. So we have to decide, are we going to continue those services by subsidizing them through increasing property taxes, or are we going to have to disband, you know, what the level at which we, you know, represent people. These are concerns that aren't necessarily unique to us, certainly in the state of Minnesota, they're throughout the country. So finances is a major concern. However, I would say that the issue of a community be able to come alongside, trust one another, which speaks to the issue of social capital, I believe is foundational to every other issue that we face. And the reason I believe that is that we have to be innovative, and innovation is encouraged through the ability that we have to trust and work together. We've got resources of people, there's resources of time, there's resources of intelligence. So everything that we apply in trying to solve issues doesn't necessarily have to relate to dollars. And I think that the two studies that were done, one in 2008 that addressed the issue of social capital in Cook County, it was very significant that residents have a hard time trusting their leadership. And the other is the study that was done in regard to the EDA in 2010. And they found there that the EDA, while an extension of opportunity for our community, rarely found the will or the desire to enlist the community in understanding how we best do that. And those two things are sort of problematic in that if we can't work together, even though we might have differences in opinions and what we prefer or ideologies, still as a community, we cultivate relationships so that we become stronger. So when we don't have those dollars or when we're faced with budget cuts on a federal level or state mandates, that we respond to it in a way because of the strength of the community.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you want to bring people together.
Like to do it. When I was out, talking to people, I think that's the biggest thing. I actually believe that I am privileged to serve in the position as commissioner, not so much because of who I am, but what I represent. Mm-hmm. And that's a humbling thing, and I am only one of five, but in a greater sense, I am one of 5,000.
Well, I'll be looking forward to talking with you after the first of the year. You'll be in rotation with the other commissioners to come in and talk about things, so we'll continue this discussion then.
Sure, I appreciate that.
We've been speaking with Gary Gamble. He's the new District 2 County Commissioner-elect. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jay.